Now, you're listening to The Naked Scientist. We have been talking all about cancers, and we're going to finish with our question of the week because Hannah Critchlow has been looking at these so-called superfoods that might be able to stop cancer.
This week, we digest some data and get to the bottom of a question that's been providing food for thought. A few listeners, including Callind and Kate, got in touch with this.
How much truth is there in certain foods having cancer-healing properties, and what are these properties? Cheers.
So we often hear headlines that foods like red wine and veggie curry might decrease your likelihood of cancer. Dr. Emma Smith at Cancer Research UK has this to say.
We hear an awful lot in the newspapers and on TV about these so-called superfoods or groups of food that allegedly cure cancer. And in fact, there just isn't any solid evidence for this at all from clinical trials. There isn't any single food or type of food that will protect you from cancer ultimately. These stories normally come from research carried out in the lab where chemicals purified from food or perhaps just known to be found in it for certain foods like broccoli or cabbage are shown to kill cancer cells when the chemical is put on the cancer cells grown in a dish in the laboratory.
Okay, but surely this lab data somehow translates to how my body reacts to particular foods.
Now, the problem is we don't necessarily get those chemicals in that form from food, or perhaps we don't get the chemicals in the kind of doses that they're adding to the cancer cells. And when you look at the evidence from clinical trials, there's just not been any proof that these foods help protect anybody from cancer.
And what about red wine? I'm sure I've heard that that's a good cancer beater. Or is that just me being a positive glass half full kind of girl?
Well, red wine's an interesting one, and we are actually running clinical trials in Leicester looking at, it's the chemical in red wine called resveratrol. And there's also, perhaps you've heard about curcumin and turmeric, which is the colouring that they put in curry. Now, there is some evidence that those chemicals could protect us from cancer. So we're running clinical trials to look at whether this is the case or not. But it's important that we're actually studying the chemicals in a purified form in controlled doses. We are not getting people to drink red wine and eat curry. And in fact, the evidence is that the alcohol in red wine far, far outweighs any benefit you would possibly ever get from resveratrol. So we definitely are not condoning red wine to protect you against cancer.
And a paper published earlier this year in the International Journal of Cancer used clever chemical analysis, and it turns out that 111 glasses of red wine need to be consumed each day in order to get the correct dose of cancer-beating chemicals to balance out the carcinogenic ethanol, which is a bit excessive an intake, even for me. So is there anything that somebody with cancer can do whilst undergoing treatment? Can they help by changing their diet?
First of all, if you're undergoing treatment, treatment is quite challenging for the body. So it's important that you actually make sure your calorie intake is high enough so you can cope with the treatment. And if you are considering any major changes in your diet, whether it's to lose a bit of weight or just to eat healthier, it really is important that you consult your doctor first before making any major changes.
Thanks to all those listeners, including Callind and Kate, who got in touch with the question, and also to Dr. Emma Smith. Closing, we climb up the Tower of Babel to get an answer to this.
Hello there, my name is Esther and I am calling from Madrid. I came back to Madrid to take care of my niece, Adriana. She is just 1 year old. Since then, I have spoken to her solely in English. So my question is it okay if I speak to her in English or I am delaying her learning?
So bilingual babies, helping or hindering brain development. What do you think?
Hannah Critchlow. So if you can help, please send your answers in to chris@thenakedscientist.com. That's it for this week. Just time to tell you that yew trees were the trees that are proving very, very helpful for doctors trying to treat cancers. Well done to Ian and also Francisco, who got the answer to that one correct. Thanks also to our guests this week, Christina Archer, Gerard Evan, Tim Forshue, Nick Coleman and Kevin Brindle. And thank you to Kat Arney for joining me. The production was by Kate Lamble. Next time we're uncovering some new treatments that are being developed for multiple sclerosis. I hope you can join us. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by the Wellcome Trust and the EPSRC. My name's Chris Smith. Goodbye.